The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His blessings that He has given us, those that we recognize and many more that we don't recognize. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when ta'uddu ni'matallah la tuhsuha, if you try to count and measure the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we will not be able to count them and measure them. One of the things that happens is that I was going to talk a little bit about the external cause, but it's better if we don't. Because we have in the verses of the Quran, sometimes this attributed to shaitan, iblis, what he does. But besides that, the effect that it has on us, we accept certain things. Iblis cannot do anything. Inna kayda shaitan kana dha'ifa, something along those lines we have in the verses of the Holy Quran. The plots of shaitan are weak. They're not. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the conversation between Iblis and the people that are in hellfire. They're all in hellfire and they're all upset at Iblis. They're blaming him for their terrible fate in being in hellfire. And he says to them, don't blame me. I just gave you promises and I broke my promises. God gave you promises, you didn't listen to Him. I didn't force you to do anything. He doesn't have any power over us. We choose. He just reminds us, oh, look at this, look at that. So it's really what we choose to do. So there's a couple of things regarding the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and there's plenty. Every single person, whoever thinks that they're missing something in their life, at the moment that they are missing, that very moment, whatever they need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already granted them. And we have been granted. At that point, whatever we need, we are given. He gives us the desire for more, and He gives us that more at another time, whatever and whenever that time is, He knows. But at any moment in time, He has given us and fulfilled all our needs. The problem is we neglect sometimes. We forget sometimes. We've seen already. We were reminded. We were able to see at some point. But then we forget. These are two different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran to remember His blessings. Why does He say that? Does He want us to, you know, is it, God forbid, like us, when we sometimes help another person, we expect them to remember? And the Quran says it's a very bad thing. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Men is this. You gave somebody something, you helped them out, you assisted them, then you rub it in one way or another. You remind them. Is that what it is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, Allah is given, He's needless. And us recognizing or not recognizing is not going to change anything for Him. Us remembering that is going to help us. And only us. And no one else. So we need to remember. We need to remind ourselves. At any point in time, when we feel neglected, we feel there's no one there for us, we feel why is my condition like this? Why I see someone else that has something and I don't? I start feeling bad that I don't have that. Remind yourself, we're supposed to remind ourselves all the great things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and is giving. And whoever else has what they have, God gave it to them. It's not theirs. It's not like, no, God gave it to them. And God is all just. These are important reminders. Any one of these reminders we fail at will make a wrong decision. For example, if we forget what the other has is God-given and God is all-knowing, He's all-merciful, He's all-just, He gives everyone. Some He gives more, some He gives less, some He gives more at a certain time, less at a certain time. He's the one who's in charge of all. We neglect that in regards to someone else that has something. What will that cause? Jealousy. One of the problems that happens, jealousy. See this person, I just get irritated. I don't want to be reminded. We have trouble, and it's interesting. We hear it from many sources. They say, I was just hearing something popped up. I don't know if it was Facebook, some social media, something popped up. These guys were talking about who your best friend is. It said one of the signs of a good friend is that when something good happens to you, they don't get upset. Seems like it happens a lot that when something good comes your way, people don't like to see that. You know, they get irritated. Okay. Why? What's the root cause of that? What's the problem? Why is it that I have to not see, in order to keep a good relationship, because when you see it with that wrong perspective on things, when you see it, you can't treat them well. You just irritated, you want to do something, downplay what they are. It's nothing serious. I love it, but it's nothing serious. I have to downplay it or do something. God forbid, downplaying it is a better thing to do. Sometimes jealousy pushes one to go to as far as doing something wrong to that, destroying it, okay, burning it, doing something to mess it up. How strong it could be. The hasad that we ask Allah, min sharri hasidin idha hasad, jealousy, someone who is jealous, oh Allah, protect me of the shar that's going to come from a hasad, someone who's jealous. The shar could come, that could come, one of them is this, they could get so jealous, go and ruin it. And we're talking about in us, inshallah, we don't go that far, but it does happen a lot. Amongst us, those who are better, they won't go as, inshallah, as far as ruining it actually, but at least verbally, they just say something, they downplay it. We do that, God forbid, sometimes. And sometimes if it's not that, then at least in order to relieve myself and not be able to focus and not do those wrong things, I have to get it out of my system and just neglect and try to not see that good thing that they have. This is one of the techniques, I guess, used by some people. Why? Why is it that we can't see that? The problem is we didn't recognize this. We didn't realize it. We don't remember it. We forget this. That look, my very existence, everybody and everything, it's all from Allah. And if it's all from Allah and if it's all manifestations of Allah, it's beautiful whether it's there or here. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.